This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Hi. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric, and we begin our discussion about unhealthy habits, bad habits, if you will. And when exactly does it define you and ruin your health? These bad habits, for example.
Smoking, I was
drinking.
Gonna say.
Not exercising.
Go in with women who do. Remember that old thing? I don't drink, I don't chew, I don't go with women who do.
Yeah. Old Myrtle Beach shirts that will never die.
So maybe you're in your 20s when you start all this nonsense, or 30s.
That's a late bloomer to stuff.
The older you get, the harder it is to get in shape. And it seems like... So the study where researchers say they may have pinpointed the exact start of which age that these bad habits start to trigger some health problems in your body.
Like, I didn't really have soda as a kid. I got that growing up, or like when I got older.
See, that was the opposite of that.
Like, it wasn't always in the house. You'd have an occasional one, but like not regularly. Like,
were you alive when Coke switched and did Coke Classic and all that crap? Like, that was I remember that being like...
When they took the cocaine out?
No, when they did, they took the old Coke, made new Coke, and then they brought back Coca-Cola Classic.
I remember the bottles.
Yeah.
That was huge. I mean, it was like World War III. I remember that. It was huge.
In your house, did they buy drinks like that, your parents buy drinks like that for you all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Was it Coke or was it the Milo?
No, that's another thing. Everything else was generic. Everything else was Laura Lynn or Great Value, but it was real Coca-Cola.
Because we only got sweets once a week, and we only got Coke once a week. So my mom would go and get whatever, and my brother would drink it in one day, you know, like a 2-liter bottle. So that was gone. Yeah. If you didn't act fast on the food in your house, you snooze, you lose. Like, she'll get a frozen pizza for us to have while she was working. And if you didn't eat that pizza, you don't get it at all until next time she goes to the store.
It's like Ross growing up with Fat Monica. They say if you didn't eat fast, you didn't eat at all.
Yeah. That was my house, because my mom would go out of town on business and all the food would be gone. So you better like jump on it.
You didn't trust us.
Damn, Art.
You didn't trust us with oven food.
No, I had the church lady that brought over the big spread, and it was supposed to be for dinner, and I ate most of it for lunch.
My mom was a great cook, and she'd like to prep and do all that stuff, but there was soup that nobody ate for like years. It was stuck in the freezer, and my mom was out of town. I said, you know, it is so bad here that they're even eating the 4-year-old soup that you had in the freezer. Everything is gone, and I'm going to the church to eat.
God, how long was she gone?
She was gone for a week on business.
How old were you?
Probably like 15, 16.
Good gracious.
Dude, my brother's aunts, man. Oh, they're Tennessee Mountain women. They can cook.
That's like my mom.
Daily spreads. Like, oh my God. Mm. Homemade stuff.
I kind of did what she did. Like, my mom would bake like a full chicken or like a turkey or something, and we can eat off that and just things like that. Prep ahead. But... I don't know.
Did your brother have like crazy parties and stuff?
Oh, yeah. The minute my mom left. And I remember one time.
That's when you could still like raid panties and things.
One time she came back and my brother was doing something, and I had people coming in with some alcohol. I was even going to cut class with him and have like a party.
Should I have a pool?
Yes.
Oh, God, I think it's like Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Guess what, Art? There's girls at this party.
Really, I ain't got no pen, don't. I ain't got no pen, don't. So my mom walks back in the house and she goes, "What is going on here?" And she goes, I haven't even left the city for 10 minutes and you have all this. And I was like, oh, damn, I'm in trouble. I'm going to hide under the bed.
Do you think that's how Art learned how to cut hair? He did the jackass bit, just like nipping people with the shears.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I can get good at this. Just let me study.
And I got, and she dragged me out of the bed and made me change my clothes and get ready for school. And if I ever did anything like that, she was going to tell my grandmother. And that would be worse because you don't want
your grandma was the one who disciplined.
Yeah. If you got in trouble with Charlotte Wrigley, you're in big trouble. She made you feel bad.
Notice that name.
I heard it.
She cut you out of the wheel.
Double time. Charlotte, not only, you know, queen talk, but then that last name right there.
Yeah. You don't want to disappoint my grandmother. And I loved her the most, so.
Yes.
You know.
Hi, my name is Aristotle Illuminati. Nice to meet you. I'm very poor, though. Very poor.
Also, and I.
Yeah, I straightened up after that because I got in trouble. No more of that.
Yes.
Plus, you know why Art's friends came, right? Because they wanted to see you naked.
Like you, you already said they had the pool, so you're out there with your friends, two-piecing it up.
I remember opening the door, and I was in a turquoise bikini, and his friend just stared at me.
Do your hands again like you just did?
We're talking about two pieces.
She's just like, she's juggling.
I open the door and this guy is just staring at me. I go, "You gonna say something?
Art, what are you where's here your for? Sister, Art? Is she coming to the party, bro?"
No, these guys, I'll tell you the story.
$150 on a ride.
About the girl with green eyes. This guy kept talking about the girl with green eyes. This girl with green eyes at the party, and my brother's like
doo-doo fly eyes?
Yeah, she's freaking hot, yeah. And they were talking about this girl, and he goes, "No, the girl with black hair, that's the girl that I liked." And he's like, "That girl is no girl. That's my sister."
She's like, black hair? At that
yeah.
time?
Then they're like, you know what the next question is?
God.
His friends are asking him if he's ever seen you naked.
You ever walk in accidentally?
Yeah. Yes, on my brother.
You did?
Yeah.
How do you look?
I was just horrified.
You saw it. Like, you talk about like an arm?
No, he was going to town with some girl, and I was just.
Dang, you saw the action.
Hey, how'd she look?
You're like, oh, let me turn beautiful away. Girls. Like, yeah. His wife was. His ex wife is still stunning to this day.
Because you know the buddy of mine that his Long room.
His ex wife is still stunning to this day.
Yeah, Linda. Love her. I love her, like her better than him.
My buddy's room was beside the bathroom in the house, so, you know, and it was an old house, so he could peek through the top of the door to see his sister's friends. But sometimes he'd catch some friendly fire, if you know what I'm saying. Like, he would
like
assume.
Like, they'd be in there taking a dump?
Well, no, like, his sister would be getting out of the shower, not a friend.
The craziest was.
She was good looking, too. Not
girl,
now, but she was.
Lydia, who is
my
very,
sister didn't have attractive
very
friends.
Attractive, but Lydia was obsessed with my brother, and she's the one that tried to kill her mother.
God, hell. What?
And she laughed.
No, it was terrible. Really?
She tried to kill her mom.
It was awful. She did try to kill her with like a garden, one of those hook claw things. Like she
like
stabbed her mother. Oh, it was terrible. Like she
like ran up from behind and just.
Yeah, she's in prison forever for it, but. But we used to laugh about my brother and Lydia. Oh, Lydia, Lydia, have you seen Lydia?
God.
Because she would stalk him. And
she's probably trying to kill him.
No, she was just obsessed with my brother. And my brother wouldn't have anything to do with Lydia. She was crazy.
Well, I always heard the crazy ones for a couple times or at least worth, you know.
And one time my brother came home and Lydia was in his bed.
What?
He's like, Lydia, get out of my bed. I've got a girlfriend.
Was she butt naked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And he just like, he didn't tell her to
Who
leave.
Who let her in, though?
Oh, well, we had a party. It was like a revolving door place. It was crazy.
Man, I didn't know Art was such a stud.
I used to think was. You were so full of crap when you
he
would
rode
tell stories.
He's the guy in the neighborhood that had motorcycles and snakes. Everybody
Chili
thought,
recipes.
Yeah, everybody thought Art was so cool. And then he had long hair and he wore like sandals and jeans and a sweater.
A drug rug?
I don't know.
Man. This was San Francisco, people. So,
yeah, he was.
He always say on
ladies' man.
Okay, he never.
No.
Yeah.
You guys probably. No.
You went down to the Hate and did drugs, didn't you? All of you.
Well, I did run away from home.
Doing some acid on Ashbury.
Went to the Hate. Realized this is stupid. I'm going back home.
And you went to the Tenderloin.
Being a runaway was not what I wanted to do.
Not necessarily.
Were you inspired by the movie?
No.
God.
Mine would have been a walk away. I'm not running at that age.
I didn't run anywhere if I'm running.
Mary told you to go. She's like, go ahead.
I said, I'm going to call. I remember when I first found out what child's or whatever it's called.
DSS? Child,
yes. Here we go.
Oh, I love this story. Like, this is the best.
I'm going to call them on you. This is old this rotary is so phone. Bad. She picked it up and said, Phil, what's the number? I'm going to call for him. And I was like, God,
what are you
take
doing,
that mama? One off the list. Then I said, all right, well, I'm going to run away then.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can't take none of our snacks with you, so that one screwed that one up.
Hey, baby. Hey,
no snacks for you today.
They knew, as long as they kept them little Debbies there and all that stuff. Like,
you can't take any sticks out of your
little Debbie cakes?
Didn't go nowhere.
Maybe they put them in the crisper. Really, they wouldn't find it.
That was the any chocolate baked goods was always hidden in the vegetable crisper.
Yeah, we had like...
Until I got it to pee one night.
The pig
saw them in there eating it, and I was pissed.
It was all the little foodies that would go fast.
We're doing you a favor. Like, no, you ain't.
So the study, I don't know if I answered this question. I can't remember when I went down that diatribe. I apologize. But the age where smoking, drinking, and non-exercising starts to trigger health problems is 36.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah.
You gotta. That's why you got to go hard when you start.
Yeah.
Make sure you get into it.
I still think commonly most people have a wild point at some time. If you didn't have it in high school, you're going to have it later in life. It's just that part of life. You're going to have a wild time.
Yeah.
A wild couple summers.
Wild oats.
Not necessarily, but like you might try drugs. You might try certain things, you know, if you don't do it early.
Same sex.
You're probably going to, nope.
I didn't even get to finish.
Did you ever want to kiss a boy to see what it felt like?
No. I never wanted to kiss any of the farm animals and just see what it felt like.
I would have on the head.
Weird. Well, that's different. I'm talking about lick tonguing or tongue kissing.
Like, you ever touched a cow's tongue?
Can I hug
with
a
my
cow?
Hand and my phone?
What does it feel like?
Sandpaper.
But it's
and
big,
very,
right?
Like, almost like. Seriously, I think not now, but when Jasper was younger, I feel like they could have grabbed his arm with their tongue and just pulled him away.
Oh, no.
It's a very strong tongue.
Did you ever want to do yoga with your goats?
No, they crap everywhere.
That wouldn't be a good idea. Does Jasper ride the animals? Like, you got to hold him, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been sat on them, but not like, okay, let's do a funny video now.
Oh, no, I wouldn't leave him.
No. My goal weight is to be able to ride the donkey, though.
Ride that donkey. Donkey.
Have you seen the local weight loss commercial where the chick's like 350 pounds and she's on a horse? But like when she lost all the weight, she's on a different horse when they show the other picture.
Oh, well,
I'm like, what happened to the first horse?
She was on a Clydesdale to be on with, and she goes down to a pony.
That horse I had to ride at Pisgah, I'm legit telling you, I was 12 pounds over the limit. I lied like crazy.
Was the horse way back at the end?
No. And it didn't ever like sound like it was dying either, but I was like, it'd do me some good to be wearing a cup. I can tell everybody you just farted into the microphone.
That's my horse sound.
I feel like if I'd been wearing like a couple oxygen tanks, helium, like I would have been helping the horse a little bit, you know, some kind of weight.
Lift the weight up a little bit.
Yeah. But
if the horse is on oxygen, that's a bad sign.
Just to show you
Weezer.
That. Well, they had to put it down at the end, which was sad.
That is terrible.
Yeah. So you can get off.
I weighed 262, and I was on a 250 limit horse, but I was like, you know what? What? That was 12 pounds.
The horse broke.
The horse legs. Like, damn.
I took my shoes off and my tank top, and I got under 12 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I still want to go to
me.
Especially now because I think the weight limit's 225 or 200 at the place in Gatlinburg where you can that you get in that big room with the fan underneath you and you're
the indoor skydiving.
Anti-gravity.
Indoor skydiving. Yes.
I can't do this. I can't do zip lining either. Too fat.
Oh.
I did that one off of Lawrence Road, but I got the end of it and I had some speed going and I was like, it's literally weird. I didn't just stop and cut a back
a zip line
right there. Yeah.
Like goes across the
it's
highway.
My hometown barbecue or home team
that
barbecue.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's back here in the woods.
We got a zip line that goes over downtown Greenville. Come on.
Right by the brewery. It's perfect.
Get you to the other side quick.
Of course, I was drunk as hell when we went to Gatlinburg and was doing that.
Didn't you throw up?
Yeah. Oh. It was on the
oh my God.
Whatever this, you know, them things. You control the brakes on it.
The Alpine ski?
Is that what it's called?
I think that's what
it's like you're in a little car and it's going through.
It's like a cement course.
Yeah. God, boy, I'm telling you, I had smoke coming off the side of the brakes where I was trying to slow it down. Literal smoke. feel like I was on fire. It's where it's basically like a little pencil eraser. Are we still on there?
No, you don't think
a little pencil eraser that's going into the thing to stop, and it started smoking.
Oh my
dude, they
gosh.
Got obstacles.
It made me sick, and I was drunk, but I also threw up.
They've got down mountain courses to where you get in that big ball. The big plastic ball
ain't
and just
no
roll.
Way.
Yeah, you roll down the course.
I know. We went to that charity thing over at Harkness that time.
We wore our shirts.
Like, it's like, it's a cash bar and you can do this. I'm like, that would be full of puke if I got in it.
Probably.
All right,
I know
you.
How you are on roller coaster, so I wouldn't imagine you'd
that
enjoy
Vegas,
that.
And that was Vegas, and I was supposed
Lord,
to stay there.
Oh, God, oh, Lord.
I was supposed to stay there. You're breaking rules. All right. We will, I'm going to break some bones right now. We're going to, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We still got birthdays. We still got suckets. And we're going to tell you about tomorrow's show, which you all morning listeners already know what tomorrow's surprise is. But don't tell nobody. Mm-mm. We'll tell that at the end. All right? Morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Well, if I moved it around, I apologize.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Okay.
I'm going to elbow you where the...
I never talk about people in front of them.
Where the milk comes in.
I'm passive aggressive as hell.
I do move things around, but that's for purposes only.
It's for purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do this. I hate to play this.
Heat out of the way.
We're going to get some of the heat out of the way.
There's more than one heat?
Yeah, there's... I said we're all going to get the heat, but...
Is it all on one call? You saying we each get slayed separately?
One call, we all get it. One call, just one person gets it.
Oh, boy.
It's been a hard week for me, y'all.
I know. So I don't want to do it. But we could get it out of the way.
No.
Oh, come on. How bad can it be?
Don't ask that. Jesus. There'll be a contest.
Yeah, really.
Oh, just 8-6-4. I didn't ask. You're right. Hey, I didn't think people would have the gall to do something like that this week of all.
Yeah, that's not nice.
864-241-4318. The FOF line.
Here comes the heat. Matt Man, do you know how f***ing annoying you are when you sing? It's awful. Can you imagine hearing that through your car stereo? Jesus Christ, I know you're supposed to make a joyous noise for the Lord, but in no way is that joyous. Shut the up.
I know what she's saying, but she
wants some of this.
You sing to the Lord anytime you want, Matt Man.
You know what? I am not going to respond to that lady.
She didn't convey her message.
She's not going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
She'll be the toe.
Or a horse's back. Or
oh, boy.
Sexy back.
Nope.
Whatever it is.
She's bringing sexy back.
You know, I appreciate that if you don't know the words, which is often.
I bet you money that she listens to the podcast and hears me singing without the music in the background. And I can only imagine.
It's got to be what it is. We cannot put music on the podcast.
Can't put music on. So, yeah, I could see that point, but you still handled it like a bitch.
Okay.
Then again, if you don't want music on the podcast or you want music on the podcast, guess what? We don't give you commercials.
Yeah, so
we'll cut those out too.
Put that in your pipe.
Yeah, stick that in your peach emoji and
sit on it.
Your peach emoji.
Be a sweetie and wipe the seedy, because I bet you stand up when you pee.
I wish I could.
You can try. I would like to see it.
I can make a mess.
I would.
Now this is for everybody in the room.
Oh boy,
feel my pain.
I don't know if I agree with this. I might partially agree with it. You might too.
Okay, this whole thing about, I don't want to say the restaurant I'm talking about, but you talk about it for like 10 minutes. Just say the f***ing restaurant, say who you don't like. You even said one time, like, they're out of business now, so f***ing say it. Don't talk about it for 10 minutes and not say who the f*** they are. And now I heard about the f***ing pothole s***. I'm like, what the f***? You don't even want to say the f***ing road that the pothole is on? Come on, man. Listen, just f***ing say it, f***ing own it, or don't f***ing talk about it, all right?
I don't remember the pothole.
I don't know.
Probably for me, but I don't know why I wouldn't have said the road. I think one thing that, because I'm very scrupulous about this, and I think that is a word. I don't know if I said it right or scrupulous, but it used to be a game, board game.
It was a movie, too.
Scrupulous.
Scruples. But close.
Sometimes I've talked about certain roads that And not you, sir, maybe not you, ma'am, or anyone listening right now, some of those people, like, you don't want to give too many close coordinates to maybe, like, where you live.
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah, that was...
Because then they'll come by and ask you some inappropriate things.
That was an issue in the past, even if you said the name of the effing city. It was too close.
And when I lived in those apartments, like, you remember that, and I ain't even going to bring that up, but that was, like, that was... very awkward, because in high school, women never tried to, like, I mean, they said toward the end, I'm not going to wood. Yeah, but, like, that was new to me, and that was frightening, and she was very attractive.
You know, not seeing a current operating business, I think that goes without saying, right? Obviously, yeah. You wouldn't say that.
Yeah, because they may not, so here's the way the company looks at it, our company, is that it's not necessarily from an offensive way, but... They look at it, and it's a business. We are all here to make money now. I look at it as part, hopefully, except for that mean lady just called.
Well. All right, so now the heat's out of the way, on us at least.
Oh.
How about some heat for some deadbeat dads?
Good.
Okay.
Feel this.
Okay.
Nobody likes
Let
a
me
deadbeat
give the
dad.
Number. I haven't yet. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Hey, look, I just wanted to tell you this, man. All these pieces of shit deadbeat dads out here not taking care of the kids, y'all are idiots, man. I have three kids of my own, and I'm also having to help take care of my wife's sister's kids because, for some reason, baby daddy decides, oh, I want to wind up being a junkie. Oh, I love my pills, but don't love my kids. Now you about to go to prison, and now these two little boys are growing up without a daddy, so I got to kind of be daddy. I don't want to be dad to them, but, man, come on. Grow the f*** up, man. You kiss my ass.
You got to appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
I mean, you got like, man, I don't want to do this because it's going to take some from my own real ones. But that's, you know.
Why would you step in and do it?
Because it's the right thing to do and the tasty way to do it.
It's the right thing to do, but for the guy whose kids are.
Right. And there's kind of
Have you never had to sacrifice something for, like, your kid? Like, you're like, I wanted to buy this for me, but my son wants this.
Yeah.
Don't answer that. You were going to say no. You know, like,
never.
You do that. You do, I mean.
Maybe for lunch, but I'll take some of his fries off the top. Is it kicking up a vig?
I would, though. The critique I would tell him is I would not, and he's probably not around the kids, but, like, don't say I have to be.
I don't
say that you
fanboy.
That you want to be.
Yeah, and don't be weird with him either. This guy wants to. He wants to do a lot of. I debated on even using this one.
Oh my!
But he captures the essence of a very angry worker. He wants to do stuff to his boss that you can't come back from, and maybe his boss's family.
We've
too.
Really went wow. from the old proverbial was take a dump on their desk to now like. You just hear and see some of the awfulness, you know, with the doxing and all the calling in, what's it called, swatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Now, you got to bear with it because his phone's not great and he starts yelling and screaming.
Oh.
He overmodulates.
Yeah, he needs anger management.
But there are a lot of good threats in here.
Ones that maybe others could use down the road.
Maybe.
864-241-4318.
Hey, yeah, this is for my boss, who always has a scowl on his face unless he's telling me I've done something wrong.
You have a in a parking lot one damn time, and that's all it's going to take. I'm going to you over so hard, then I'm going to take your mom, I'm going to her over, then I've got your dad, I'm going to call your ex-wife, I'm going to her over, then I'm probably going to your girlfriend, then I'm going to find some big to your kids. Off, ass.
Okay. I hope he felt better.
I don't. Not on that last part.
I'm going to write down what I had to bleep, and I'm going to immediately throw this paper away.
The kids. No. I mean, you had a stressed out day. You
I'm
didn't
shocked.
Bring the kids into it.
This is who he was going to hire to take care of the kids.
Shred that now. Like, shred it. Don't just ball it up and throw it away. Shred it.
If you work for Iron Mountain, come on by here and I'll throw it in the
van. Holy moly. Oh, you know what? An interesting point, though. Like, you want to motivate people to have a happy work environment. And the thought is, well, salary. But what if you go in and negotiate and you said, you know what? You don't have to give me the 3% bump. Let me punch you once a quarter in the nose. It'll
sock
save
right
the company
puss.
Money and I'll
I
sock you in the puss.
I did not expect that.
Or if I need more than one a quarter, I can pay $500 to the charity of your choice to punch you in the nose.
Okay.
And you get the tax write-off.
Oh,
that would change the workplace environment.
My Paige, what are you doing this weekend? Hold the sign.
I just laying here in the bed playing myself. Not like that. I'm playing my song. Break it down. Hi, from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people. It sucks to have a Monday birthday, I bet. Born on April 28th. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it.
Well, that was a loud suck it.
Mm-hmm. That was a loud one. Let's start with the newly single. She's ready, boys. Jessica Alba.
Newly single, huh?
Yeah. She's getting divorced.
Who was she with? Somebody famous?
No. I think it was either on the music side or the business side. They were together for like a long time.
Follow her on Instagram. I may slide into her DMs.
He might be famous now because of her. But
I'll be stuck in there with my DMs to Lucas Glover and others. Oh, I already do follow her. She must not post often.
Come on, Lucas.
That's when you don't know if you follow them or not, if they don't post very often.
Gosh, oh, it's just that they're least interacted with or whatever.
Yeah. Gosh, she's just beautiful. Not like that song.
She was in a billion-dollar business that makes ethical, non-toxic household products.
Yeah, she did very well with that.
But like, I wonder if that was her idea or somebody came to her with it and said, look, you got the money. We'll make you the face.
Man. I'll be over here looking at her Instagram. How old is she, though? Paige, what would you say?
43. I don't know.
Doesn't sound confident. Mm-hmm. But Fat Boy gave you an eye like, oh, you should maybe be confident. 46. Four.
Which one are you going with?
Which one are you going with now, Uncle Baby one, Billy? 46.
44 years old.
Close.
Dang.
Dr. Watson is great, by the way.
Dr. Watson.
The monkey, especially this week.
Oh, I didn't watch it last night.
It was actually entertaining.
Is it the last one?
No, there's one more left.
One more Gemstones.
Ever.
Are they ever going to get to the point of what that little golden Bible was about?
Oh, yeah. In the beginning.
Talk about, like,
I don't seem like
I told Fatboy, I think they took out two or three episodes because there's stuff in there that doesn't make sense. Like, dude's gay one week. And then, like, it just came out of nowhere. It's crazy.
Something must have happened. Let's do, ladies out there will know this, the Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The twins, Drew and Jonathan Scott.
I like that.
Which one has the facial hair? That's the only reason I know the reason between the two.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Oh.
But they're like one's with somebody famous,
one's
too.
Like the guy who comes up with the ideas, and then the other guy's like, yeah, I cut wood and stuff.
Yeah, one's crafty and the other isn't.
Are they twins?
Oh, yeah. Legit.
Oh, so they have the same birthday.
Legit Canadian twins.
Did you see what I just figured out,
Paige? You are brilliant.
I know.
How old are those dudes?
I'm going to say 48.
46.
47 years old for the Property Brothers.
I'm a one-offer.
Split it down the middle. You're called a one-night stand.
You might get this one.
I might.
Even though she's lived here in this country for well over 20 years, her accent still makes her sound like she's deaf.
Rosie Perez.
Well, close. She used to be with Tom Cruise.
Penelope Cruz.
It is Penelope Cruz. Big movie star lady.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
I don't know if I do or not. That accent, I feel like you should.
She was in
it's like
Vanilla Sky, and that's one of my favorite movies.
That is an odd movie.
She's like Asuka, is that what you said?
It's like Asuka and Nakarama. Like, yeah. You've been here long enough where you should know more than just hello, goodbye.
Yeah, but I like hearing Io Sky speak English. She's fun. She's awesome. I think she is, like, so underrated.
I don't really get it, but I guess I got to watch her a little closely.
Oh, yeah, you should. She's phenomenal. Penelope Cruz, not related to Jose Cruz or Jose Cruz Jr.
Mm-mm.
56. Or Pablo.
48.
51 years old.
Ooh, ouch.
For old Penelope.
Penelope.
Let's go to another famous lady who was on Blue Bloods. It was also Tom Brady's baby mama.
Oh.
To his first kid.
Dark-haired girl?
Yep.
What is her name?
First name's Bridget.
Marnier.
Yeah. Moynihan.
Moynihan.
Thank you.
I was thinking of Grand Moynihan.
It was the grandma. Pour me some grandma.
I was thinking of Shane Moynihan, former Clemson Tiger.
Pat
Moynihan.
51.
54.
She is 54 years old. Look at that.
Look at you.
Bridget Moynihan.
How old is Tom? I'll look it up.
You know what? I didn't realize she was that much older than Tom Brady. He's 46?
I knew she was older, but I didn't know to that degree.
Let me go 46. I never get to play.
He is 47.
47.
47.
She was robbing the cradle on that one.
Oh, now this says here he's being accused of sabotaging Shedeur Sanders' NFL dreams.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady did that. Oh, my God.
Yep. First Deflategate or whatever. Now this.
Yeah. He's part owner of the Raiders.
Well, don't forget when he lived with A-Rod for a little while. Like, what were them baby oil parties like? I mean, I'm just saying.
It is the birthday of a legend you could find camped out at the Hooters in Augusta, Georgia. John Daly's birthday. Yeah, one week a year.
In a while.
And it's as easy as just going there and meeting John Daly. I mean, it is. That's
He's
how I did
fun
it.
To hang
I didn't
out
even
with.
Have to buy golf clubs. Isn't I think he? I bought him a beer and a pack of cigarettes. I don't remember.
He lost $55 million gambling.
Holy crap.
He's a major champion. I think it's the British Open he won or the U.S. Open. One of the Opens.
I think it's British. But like a guy who, like, if golf was just based on the long ball, he would be the Tiger Woods. I mean, the guy, his... I need your phone to decide if it's going to charge or not.
He's beeping. There. I'm sorry.
No, I'm messing with you.
He can smack it.
You're saying how old is Shedeur Sanders or
John Daly?
Yeah, 63.
Oh, okay, 64.
Oh, the beard makes him look younger too, right?
Maybe a little.
I think so.
He's not quite there yet. He's 59.
Oh.
Jonathan Daly.
And his son plays, right?
Yeah, he plays at Arkansas. Yeah. Looks just like him too.
Oh, you should. See, have you seen Shay McMahon's son lately?
Declan?
I mean, I don't know why you would have, but like online.
No, I saw it. Like, whichever one plays in North Carolina because they had their spring game.
That's the one.
Yeah, I think that's Declan. God, looks just like Vince to me.
An image of Vince McMahon. That's got to be wild right now.
Vince
not with the mustache, but just the.
Oh, yeah, the mustache.
Just the young Vince Jr. look.
I mean, we know Vince is the genetic jackhammer. Grapefruits.
You're fired.
Oh, boy.
Let's go with the man in denim. Looks after his wife now more than anything else.
Jay Leno?
Yeah. It's my birthday today.
He had a bad fall recently,
she died.
Didn't he?
She's still with us.
Oh, really? Mavis?
Yeah. I thought
she's got dementia. He cares for her now.
Yeah. But he fell.
Yeah, he fell off a cliff.
So I hope he's okay.
Yeah, a lot of people were thinking it was like a mafia coming after him.
Because he had the black eye.
Yeah.
It's that one, that black eye that a lot of famous people get, and there's never really any explanation of how they got the black eye.
He fell down the hill.
Yeah.
He said, why would the mafia come to my show somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think it was, to push
me
down the hill?
Kind of random.
Well, I mean, Pennsylvania, there are a lot of unions and stuff up there, so who knows?
Oh, boy.
Who were we saying? Mavis Beacon?
Jay Leno.
I was thinking about when I was Googling Tom Brady. It's like, you know, I never learned typing worth a damn.
He's a hen pecker.
Jay Leno is a big one, right? It is a big one?
It is a big one.
It's 80.
75.
It is 75 years old today for Jay Leno.
That was a guess.
Oh.
Ann Margaret, you want to guess her?
Oh, I love her.
She's good looking. Good looking as hell.
I think my daddy liked her too.
I bet he did.
Even at this age.
That's a hint.
90.
She's got to be 90. She's already 80. Got to be 90.
She is already 80. But she's not quite 90 85. Yet. This was 84.
84 now.
That should surprise you, right?
Yeah, I thought she was way older than that.
Happy heavenly birthday to an author that nobody could say the name of her book right. It was Harper Lee. Would have been 99 years old today. It is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Tequila.
It's not tequila.
It's not tequila. Tequila Mockingbird.
I'm not reading the one on here.
Good.
Okay.
You can go to hell, Saddam Hussein. That's probably where you are right now.
Probably so.
Son of a bitch.
He is on South Park in hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you have a birthday. Hey, how about that?
Oh, we celebrate him anyways.
God. You know what I just saw this thing on Jay Leno? You know what Jay Leno's... So remember, who's one of our friends that we've seen hobnobbing with Jay Leno many times?
Can I say his name?
He would love for you to say his name.
Hey, folks. Rob Ineria.
Do you know that Jay Leno's brother is Patrick Leno, attorney at law?
I had no clue he had a brother.
I know, man. Wow.
Does Rob have a brother that hosts shows and drive cars?
Yeah. Wears a lot of denim? Has a strong jaw, looks like he could take a punch real well.
You got a brother that wears jean suits, Rob? Jean jackets? Jean shorts.
Oh, I did not know that.
Jean shirts? Schultz?
Is there a Gay Leno out there? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, why was that never a character?
Well, you know why that was never a character.
I thought you could get away with it in the 90s.
It sounds like something Letterman would have done during the late night wars.
He should
Paul's
have.
Paul's over there dressed as Gay Leno.
He was too busy doing bits like throwing pencils at the camera.
Make it fun.
Yeah, well, we would have done David Letterwoman. Jaywalking with David Letterwoman.
Jamie Kimmel.
Now it's like there's a three-way tie for late night. No one knows who's even in it anymore.
I can't even tell you who's on TV now.
It's crazy.
Watch TV. Very often.
I do. I'll be watching TV today.
I watch it without turning it on. How about that? I just want to study it. How do you exist in my current climate? I didn't pay the bill too. So.
That would be something cool to see, like with AI. Like, show me what Gunsmoke would be like if it was made today.
Oh my God! What would Matt Dillon be?
Oh, yeah. Lord!
Would the Rifleman even exist? He couldn't walk around town cocking his rifle.
They probably couldn't put rifle in the title of something to be on regular TV.
They couldn't.
They had to change the Washington Bullets.
Chuck Connors would be walking through town with finger guns, like Batista with his machine gun arms.
Bang bang, looking like Cactus Jack, the original, not the remake. Right? Yes. Falling down a hill, and that was like 15 times they didn't push that little girl down the hill to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trip her one good time.
She's just gone. Tomorrow.
See you next fall, bitch.
Tomorrow we will be talking with the guy who got high for the first time on Easter Sunday of all days. But at the age of 33, and he says his life has changed and he has a bunch of questions that he wants to ask us and share. So he'll be on with us tomorrow.
Yep.
And to me, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'd like to go back and interview myself after I got high the first time.
There's some people that don't believe him. Say he's too old for the first time.
That's very believable. I mean, I think it's very believable, especially in the Bible Belt. Like, you're like, oh, you can go to hell.
It's believable as hell.
Here?
You go to hell. Well, I mean, like, not saying it like, hey, you go to hell, but like, if you smoke weed, you can go to hell.
Go to somewhere else.
If you disagree with my Bible, you can go to hell. Okay. You know the way it was.
Yeah. How about that?
So that'll be tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.